Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart. Cry, cry, darling. My eyes would cry and never dry if you should go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep. All night I know. You know how much I'd miss you if ever we should fight. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
across the street, they're giving out free gasoline. And nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they can never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. Thank you.
away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at wrct.org.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above. This one is a riot with petition.
Our philosophy is your life worth a painting. Is this girl versus boy with different symbol? Being bored is power. Scout leader, not detective. Big sin. Your risk change me hostage. Me, I'm fighting with my head. I'm not ambiguous.
I must look like a dork.
With textbook poems about found against the Nazis, the weird kind of sex symbol. It's peaches that are big damn stuff. If we heard more to shells, we cuss more in our songs and cut down the guitar solos.
So dig this big crux.
Organizing the Boy Scouts for murderous wrong. 10 years beyond a big sweat point. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. A peek, a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big.
At the wholeness, it's way too big.
Sure that you are sure of everything.
guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white.
Thank you. enough to eye you, but it seems too much to try you. It's always weirdness why you dig it much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us, anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
Cry, cry, darling. My eyes would cry and never dry if you should go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep. All night I know. You know how much I'd miss you if ever we should fight. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
across the street, they're giving out free gasoline, and nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they could never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day.
the blue wind's blown my dreams away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. And I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Matt here providing you all with an update. So David is continuing his paternity leave. The baby is happy and healthy, and David is enjoying his time as a first-time father. He's not getting enough sleep, but I guess he's going to have to grow accustomed to that. But I thought I'd tell you what the plan is for today. So today we're going to be doing a themed show on vaccine mandates. Tomorrow we're going to be having David Pakman's show correspondent Luke Beasley hosting the program. And then next Monday I'm going to be hosting myself. After that, maybe David returns. We're not entirely sure yet, but that's the plan as of now. And for today, enjoy this themed show on vaccine mandates.
Vaccination. Who knew a few years ago that we would get to a situation so absurd and so insane in the United States when it comes to vaccines because of the pandemic? Today, our deep dive into vaccines and vaccine mandates. All right, I want to sort of get ahead of this story and spend some time today talking about supposed Biden mask mandates, because the amount of disinformation that we're already seeing, if it's at all a preview, is going to absolutely explode when Joe Biden is actually sworn in as president of the United States on January 20th. So to go back a little bit, right wingers have been warning, even during the campaign, Joe Biden will lock everyone in their homes. Joe Biden will be a dictator with masks and all sorts of other things if he becomes president. And over the last 48 to 72 hours, we heard two different things that are not the same thing. Very important. We heard from Dr. Anthony Fauci that indeed Joe Biden plans to do a 100-day mask initiative. And within that, there will be a piece that is a federal mask mandate. Now, when you hear federal mask mandate, many people imagine something that is very different from what we're actually going to get. So let me say this in the clearest terms possible. Joe Biden, nor any president, can mandate a national mask wearing law where everybody's forced to wear a mask outside of their homes. I've already addressed this, so listen very closely to what I'm going to say. What Joe Biden can do is address the nation from the Oval Office and ask people to wear masks. He can call the governors of 50 states and ask them to put in place mask mandates, which governors can do in various areas. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is an example. Earlier this week, he's a Republican, announced that there will be a mask mandate in workplaces in Massachusetts. We got an email from our office tenant where everybody's working from home anyway right now, but they said everybody's got to wear a mask per Charlie Baker's order. Governors can do that given states' rights. And yet there's a ton of headlines today which are very confusing in talking about a Joe Biden nationwide mask mandate, suggesting the federal government will force everybody to wear a mask. So let me explain what's going on. As the president of the United States, part of the federal government, Joe Biden plans to issue a mask mandate that includes federal buildings, as well as airplanes, trains and buses, which are regulated by the federal Department of Transportation. That's it. That's the mandate. That's what the president can do via executive order. And in just about every state, masks are already required in all of those places. Now, I do have some federal government employee friends who work in red states who have told me, you know, the equivalent agency in Massachusetts and in California, you've got to wear a mask. In my office for that same agency in a red state, our boss has not mandated masks. That will change based on this mask mandate for federal buildings, but it will change very little else. So before we go crazy misstating what this is, Joe Biden's mandate will apply only to federal buildings and transportation vehicles regulated by the DOT. Beyond that, any mask guidelines from Biden will merely be guidelines. They will be requests. They will be proposals. It will be up to